This is Walter Boxkite at the NAACC Space Center, lovely Cape Luther Bird at Mound Bow, Mississippi. Today, they are going to attempt to put one of these unusual astrocoons in orbit. Here comes what appears to be one of these astrocoons right now. Hello there. Are you one of the astrocoons, sir? Could you spare a few minutes?
I certainly is, Daddy-O. Say, what's on your mind?
I just was admiring, I would rather say, wondering. That sure is an unusual spacesuit you have there. What could you tell us is it made of?
Well, the pants used to be overalls before we cut them off there, you know, and the top of this here suit used to be one of them our plastic raincoats. And these here goloshes over there used to be them hip boots there, but you know, they'll do all right, too.
Mm-hmm. That's an unusual suit, I must say, but how do you keep it airtight?
Oh, that's easy. I just ties these inner tube strips around my ankles and wrists, and Leroy over there blows it up with one of my bicycle pumps.
I see. What is that on your head? Is that a space helmet of some sort? Oh, it sure looks unusual, too.
Well, before I cut the front out of it and took the handle off, it used to be my auntie's slop jaw.
I see. Look over there to the left. Is that the rocket over there on the launching pad?
Yes, sir, say, us calls it the demonstrator number 4 there.
Uh-huh. That is an unusual-looking rocket. Could you tell me briefly how it's powered or how it's made?
Oh, well, yes, sir, say, the main part of the rocket there, what you see, is made out of empty flour barrels we have stacked end on end and nailed together. And the space capsule, that's where I sit, you know, right up there on the very top of it. It's made out of 2 number 9 wash tubs wired together with a little cellophane eye opener there where I can peek out and see things when I'm going by.
Mm-hmm. I think that sums it up. But what powers this unusual looking craft? In other words, how do you get it off the ground?
Oh, well, we put in the bottom barrel there, you know, 10 cases of shotgun shells and 3 dozen Roman candles and 30 sky rockets and 1 jug of corn whiskey there in that bottom barrel. And then Dr. Werner Van Washington, the space director over yonder there, that fella with the goatee, throws in one of them burning coal oil rags in there for the blast off. And then kablooey, I was in orbit. All 243 pieces of me.
Well, that's mighty risky, but when is the blast-off? When do y'all anticipate going into orbit?
Well, Russ, it was supposed to be now for Saturday night, because, you know, we generally can get a pretty good little crowd here together on Saturday night, because all of them ain't never seen nothing like this here before. But, I was leaving a little bit early there, because these here process servers and bill collectors are sort of breathing hard and heavy on me, man. You know how it is.
Yes, I surely do see. But there's one thing that's been puzzling me. I can't figure out how you're going to get back down when you complete your orbit.
Oh, well, Daddy-O, say, that's easy. Say, I have a little can opener here in my pocket, and I cuss a hole there in one of them tubs, and then I sticks my arm through the tub there and opens this here polka-dotted parasol you see right here, and then I floats gently down into the Mississippi River. Well, Leroy, you know, in the rescue squad, they is waiting to pick me up on one of them old tractor inner keys.
I see. This has been a very, very interesting interview. I'd like to go on for hours.
Well, Daddy, we can't do none of that. You know, I haste to leave, but I have to be blasting off there. Because if us has got to make progress, you know, we're going to try to have a coon on the moon by next June, man. So I'll be blasting off.